I'm sure everyone has imagined what a student's life must be like. You are hardworking, manage to get good grades, and you have more than enough time to spend with your friends. But let's be honest for a second. Reality looks more than a little bit different. We are Anika, Tizian, and Sanya, and we are going to show you the other side of student life. University. The place where you think you will finally become an adult and do all the things you didn't do in school. When I started my studies at the Heinrich Heine University, I was convinced that I was going to A, be more hardworking than ever, and B, do all my assignments on time instead of 2 hours before the deadline. Boy, was I wrong. Don't misunderstand me, I did start off very productively in my first semester. I went to all my classes, did my homework, and even managed to prepare my classes a couple of weeks in advance. However, once you realize that there are no teachers around who are going to tell you what you should and shouldn't do, and that you are on your own, it becomes very easy to fall for this satanic trait called laziness. You have an 8:30 a.m. class but would rather stay in bed? No big deal. There is no mandatory attendance anyway. You have to hand in an essay for which you had 2 weeks to prepare? Why start off on time when you can do it the night before? Because who needs sleep, right? You make the biggest mistake of your life by signing up for Netflix, and before you know it, the only association you have whenever you hear the word Sherlock is not the classic created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, but Benedict Cumberbatch. It's all fun and games throughout the entire semester until you look at the calendar and see that you only have 3 weeks left before your exams start. This is the point when you start to talk sense to yourself and give yourself a motivational speech. You can do this. You can do this. If necessary, you will delete your Netflix account, but you can do this. So what happens is, instead of laying down on the floor to cry, don't worry, that will come later, you start attending your classes again, where you almost have a mental breakdown. When did we do this? What is he talking about? And who is this guy holding the lecture anyway, and why have I no memory of him? At this point, you can either accept your fate of probably not passing all the exams, one semester more or less is not a huge problem, right? Or you can try the almost impossible by renouncing any social life, and yes, as hard as it sounds, that includes Netflix as well, in order to focus only on your studying. Caution though, if you choose the latter, it is most likely that you will experience the following symptoms throughout this period. Sleep deprivation, mood swings that will get on your friends and family's nerves, withdrawal from binge watching any series on Netflix, and eyes full of tears that you are desperately trying to hold back. Once you start preparing for your exams and realize that you have to catch up on 15 weeks of material, you are most likely going to start praying to the old gods and the new. This is also the time where you let your tears fall and cry like a baby, not because you have so much to do, but because you're such an idiot for not starting earlier. As the day of your first exam comes, and you sit there surrounded by other students who are shivering in fear just as much as you are, you look at your lecturer's face and you know exactly what he is thinking inside. Once every exam is finished, and by some miracle you actually passed every single one, you make a promise to yourself that next semester you will do everything different. So you go regularly to your classes and are productive, but then, oh look, a new series on Netflix.
Free time. Everyone needs some free time, even if you're so busy studying for uni. Every student knows this feeling of not having any time to themselves or time to spend with friends and family. Especially at the end of the semester, when the exams come closer and closer and you slowly start freaking out and getting panic attacks. You start realizing that you should have started learning like 3 weeks earlier than you did, and get the feeling that there's no point in even trying now. But nevertheless you do. You start to cut yourself off from the world and lock yourself into your room. And then your friends ask you to meet up with them. You look into your calendar and desperately try to find a space until you realize that it's pointless. If you hadn't been such a lazy ass for the last months, you would have time for your friends, but it's too late. Now there's no chance to see anyone except your laptop and learning material for the next 2 months. So, if you thought you already were in a bad mood because of all the learning, now the real fun starts. You need to tell your friends that you don't have time for them, and even if they understand that, you get paranoid. You feel like such a bad friend. Friends should always have time for each other, right? Surely they are all mad at you now and think you neglect them. Maybe they'll just look for another, better friend than you, and you'll end up all alone. And it's your own fault, because if you had your life together, you would have time for your friends. That's what you think. And then you start texting them a sentimental apology and tell them you love them and they shouldn't leave you because you need them. They all laugh about you and your stupid apology, but they understand, because they have exams too, and trust me, everyone gets crazy during that time. But at least you manage to text your friends regularly, even if that often turns out weird too. Your friend just wants to make you laugh and texts you something like, "You know what's funny?" And the answer in your stressed out mind is nothing. During the exam period, nothing is funny. You have no time for any fun right now. Fun is for people who still go to school, but not for you. The best thing is when you have some friends who actually still go to school. And they start moaning that they have to study so much. And you're like, "Girl, you don't even know what the word study means." You wish you could go back to school again. Everything was so easy and you would appreciate that so much more and do everything better now. But there's no way back. And after the exams are over, you don't want to go back to school anymore. You have 2 months free and can do whatever you want. You can travel or just stay home and sleep all day and watch Netflix while you make fun of your friends who go to school and have to get up at 6 every morning. So, after all, uni isn't that bad, right? Please remind me of that when I start my exams again.
Job. Everybody needs one, or at least the money you receive from it. Being a student, one is in desperate need of one. Rent, food, travel, clothes, and especially books you have to purchase are main issues of modern students. This whole finding a job thing started in first semester. You start looking around, wondering if your favorite clothes stores are currently short on staff. You start picturing yourself being the professional business person you always want to be. You want to be like all those people in the Hollywood movies, having the perfect job, living the perfect life, eating out all day and spending money like there's no tomorrow. However, instead of working in your favorite clothes store, you start doing promotion, which is fun but kinda hard, given the fact that you have to, well, argue with everyone while constantly being assaulted by them when you're like, "What the fuck is with that bloody bastard?" But struggle's real when your exams are up ahead, and you still have to earn money to cover the debts you made last month. You keep working till you finally get your BA or MA, well, it depends on your ability to live through another 4 semesters, being a teeny tiny bit over the normal period students are supposed to make, and you cannot help but wonder, what am I gonna do afterwards? And once again, you start looking for jobs, trying not to freak out by the fact that your next job will determine the rest of your life, since you're the perfect, smart, and highly self-confident business person you want to be, which eventually happens after a hell lot of practice in front of your mirror, trying not to make a fool out of yourself, which, well, let's be honest, is bound to happen. But first of all, one is to write a full-fledged application, and given the fact that you're a graduate now, you are supposed to write a hell good one. It's no biggie to write a curriculum vitae, but a letter of application is something completely different. After you're finally done with that, you only have to worry about whether you receive an answer or not, and God knows how long that will take and if it's ever going to happen.
Well, that all sounds like an exaggeration, but honestly, it can really be stressful to manage your life as a student. You have so much work to do for uni, but still need to make some money and also take care of friends and family.
It's hard, but in the end, usually everything turns out fine, right? I mean, you pass your exams and have free time again.
Yes, and also it will be worth it. Just imagine what it will feel like having your bachelor's degree. All the hard work will pay off.
Oh god, I can't wait for it.
But I guess that's still a long way to go, right? And also, we're all doing masters afterwards. So, there'll be 2 more years to go after the bachelor.
Yeah, but we'll all do it, guys. And we're talking about how hard student life is all the time. But have you ever thought about actually working full-time? That sounds much scarier to me.
Yes, you have to be an adult and take responsibility and stuff. I think growing up is not for me.
But we all do it and be fine, guys.